Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another beautiful day of loving you with all our heart, with all our soul, and all our mind and strength. And then in that, putting you first, thank you, Lord, that we can love our neighbors in the right way and be the true fragrance of children of the living God, listening to, walking with, and in fellowship with the Father and Son. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 22, verse 34 to 40. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had left the Sadducees speechless, they met together, and one of them, a legal expert, tested him. Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? And he replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. You must love your neighbor as you love yourself. All the law and the prophets depend on these two commands.
Hallelujah. I love this. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart. So the Lord God, the Jesus Christ, is the key to life. As we've seen here in the readings before this, is the people of the world, the religious leaders, they all coming against the very key, the stone the builders rejected. So we've got this key, the stone the builders rejected, has got to be precious to us. And then the day, the kingdom, the salvation, the good plans God has for us can come to pass. So we must love the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind. And so that's the big key, and keeping your eyes on Jesus, turning away from the world, keeping your eyes on Jesus and following him. He's in the ministry of restoration. He has done everything. And when we do that, we find our place and we can be the fragrance of Christ, the Son, the Father, the Holy Spirit, the kingdom plan. So that's what it's all about. I've just been so blessed with Isaiah 9, the prophetic picture. And there it's speaking about those who dwelt in darkness, the great light has come, and that's Jesus. God so loved the world, he sent his Son, not to condemn the world, but to save it. And then he goes on to explain the beauty of this great light. And then he speaks about the harvest that brings joy. And what is that harvest that brings joy? The goodness that God has in mind from us from the beginning. He predestined us in Christ to be holy and blameless in love. And that's all been restored according to Ephesians 1, verses 3 and verse 4. So the goodness is available. The blessings are available. And that the goodness there, the joy of the harvest, is being waking up to those wonderful realities. As Jesus said, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject to you. Rejoice because your name is written in heaven. So we see the joy of the Lord is the original intention. And the original intention is that we are a part of the family and we've got a part to play. And that's the joy we've got to come to because our names are written in heaven. Our story, the plan, everything that God wants to bring about, he's wanting to bring about, he has brought about in Jesus, and he's wanting to bring about through his body, through his bride, through his beloved followers. So it's about staying with Jesus. And why? Because Jesus has conquered the devil in every way. Just as Gideon and his men defeated the Midianites, he says that's how much Jesus, the reality is here now, is that the enemy has been defeated. And we are now his body, the body of Jesus. The government is upon his shoulders. And therefore, Jesus is now our shepherd, our counselor. And when he shepherds and counsels us, we see the mighty God. We see the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, the angels come fight on our behalf and stand on our behalf and protect us and love us and love our family. And that's what it's all about. We get to see the Almighty God, and we get to experience the peace that goes beyond understanding, and experience the wonderful goodness of all that the Father had in mind from the very beginning for us in Christ. That all becomes a reality. And this big reality, what is it? It's the zeal of the Lord. It's the goodness of the Lord for the land of the living. He wants to bring about everything that is not wants to. He is bringing about everything that heaven had in mind for us is now coming on this earth as it is in heaven, according to the Father's prayer. Amen. So be blessed to know you've loved, you've been provided for, you've got the Good Shepherd. Listen to the Good Shepherd. Walk with the Good Shepherd on a daily basis, and arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.